The Alberta government is giving support to communities that were affected by flooding back in June. Mike Ellis, the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services, spoke at a press conference and explained what happened back in the spring.
Following the relentless fury of the wildfires that swept through the province, leaving devastation in their wake, nature dealt another blow in June with a significant flooding in Edson and Wycourt and Yellowhead County and Woodlands County. Still grappling with the disruption of wildfire evacuations, many residents in these communities found themselves having to flee again to escape the flooding. As you can imagine, this was an incredibly challenging time for these folks, made even more difficult for those returning to damaged homes and businesses. We recognize that recovering from this kind of disaster is a challenging task, which is why the Alberta government is stepping up to help.
The government is making $68 million available through the Disaster Recovery Program for residents and business owners to utilize to help build their communities back up. Martin Long, the MLA for West Yellowhead, explains how important this program is for his constituency.
Residents in West Yellowhead have endured a lot this past year, from forest fires to heavy flooding. We've experienced adversity unlike anything I've seen in my time living there. It's been a challenging time for the communities in my riding, and I want to take a moment to acknowledge the resilience and the strength my constituents have shown in the face of these challenges. While the past summer has made life immeasurably harder for too many of my constituents, I'm proud to share that the government of Alberta is stepping up to the plate to help relieve some of the financial burdens and make life a little easier for those affected by the floods.
Tom Pickard, the mayor of Wycourt, explains some of the things his community has endured and how helpful this money will be.
This past summer, Wycourt has had a very difficult time. We had significant fire issues early in the year, and then in mid-June, the McLeod River Basin and the Athabasca River Basins received the most rain we've seen in many, many years. Our community and our region suffered significant damage, but for Wycourt, primarily the river spurs, the river erosion areas, and vital infrastructure around abutments and culverts. These all are significant, and we really, really appreciate the provincial government assisting us in making this better for our community and working on fixing these areas and our entire region.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.